Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden update. As the summer season gets underway, it's a perfect time to revisit the SOAR exhibit and see the growth in the nectar garden. Go to your profile at southcoastbotanicgarden.org to get your tickets. Remember your mask and your straw hat. As you enter the garden, the first stop this week should be the wonderful fuchsia garden just past the Japanese garden and the koi pond. The fuchsia garden is alive with a wonderful variety of blooms in a rainbow of colors. Both hanging and upright fuchsias are blooming. Take a look at the Bonnie Doan fuchsia, a classic cultivar in two shades of pink, first introduced in 1987, and the Ruth West. Again hybridized in 1986, it's a hanging basket of hot pink and white blooms and still a garden favorite. See the upright fuchsia boliviana. This is a species from South America. And don't miss quasar fuchsia. That is the most dramatic of the hanging fuchsias, a gorgeous full double purple and white flower. And just to round out the color spectrum, make sure to see the red spider fuchsia. This hybrid was originally crossed in 1946. The flowers are two hot shades of red, and still it's a garden classic. When leaving the shade of the fuchsia garden, look across the geometric beds to the children's garden where the lion's tail is beginning to bloom. This plant will continue blooming throughout the summer with vibrant orange whorls of 2-inch tubular flowers that attract hummingbirds, butterflies, and other nectar-feeding birds. Wandering along the paved path between the lower meadow and the demonstration garden beds, you can see the lovely rose of Sharon is just beginning its summer blooming season, and the heavenly bamboo, which is growing around the koi pond and here in the demonstration beds next to the rose of Sharon, is blooming as well. The great thing about heavenly bamboo is the foliage. It starts out a soft reddish pink when it first emerges, then turns a nice greenish blue for most of the season, then in the fall it will turn back to a reddish color again. Continue along the paved path and you'll see the beautiful octillo plant in the agave beds. Just past it is the white sage blooming. At the back of the agave collection is a huge bottle brush bush. Take a very close look, and you can also see passion vines growing throughout this big bush. These passion vines are blooming wildly all over the garden. They look like they are plastic flowers, but the vines grow easily and produce tons of fruit that helps to feed the garden critters throughout the summer. At the end of the agave collection is a cane chola bush. This also is blooming. If you turn around and walk down the hill, you can walk under the tall jacaranda tree that along Tram Road that's a huge umbrella of purple blooms right now. And if you continue out Tram Road to Memorial Meadow Lane and turn left, the peppermint tree along the left side is blooming, as is the stunning display of Metellaha poppies. These bloom in profusion both here along Memorial Meadow Lane and in the grass collection behind the formal rose garden. There are also a few lovely cannas worth looking for in the garden. At the entrance to the juniper collection, there are fabulous red cannas blooming. And then if you take Bucklow Trail, you'll see a clump of vibrant orange cannas. These are sometimes called canna lilies, but are not a true lily. They do, however, bring a look of the tropics to your garden with their beautiful variegated leaves and colorful flowers that will continue to bloom throughout the heat of the summer. They also grow in the garden around the lower meadow. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.